It's time for This Week in WordPress, episode number 312, entitled Calm, Peace, Love. Now what? It was recorded on Monday, the 21st of October, 2024. My name's Nathan Wrigley, and today I am joined by my co-host Michelle Frechette, but also by Amanda Gorman and Birgit Olsen. We talk about WordPress because it's a WordPress podcast after all, but we do try to avoid the pitfalls of poking fun at each other, being nasty and mean, and generally we try to be as nice as possible. So what do we talk about? Well, we talk about the accessibility team and how they've had to pause things, as well as the Fields API team. We also talk about a new show that I've been doing called Get Optimized with Remcus de Vries. There's an event coming up in London with Tim Nash, WPLDN. It's a masterclass all about security, so we have a chat about that. We also talk about a WordCamp that's happening in Romania soon, a survey which you can fill out to help the WordPress press community understand all about the different bits and pieces of how you manage WordPress websites. Spend a lot of time thanking the people at WordCamp Sydney, which is coming up soon, and also an update mirror so that you don't need WordPress.org to update your websites. Is this a new thing which is going to be happening? Some plugins to mention, forking WordPress, and a whole load more. And it's all coming up next on This Week in WordPress. This episode of the WP Builds podcast is brought to you by GoDaddy Pro, the home of managed WordPress hosting that includes free domain, SSL, and 24/7 support. Bundle that with the Hub by GoDaddy Pro to unlock more free benefits to manage multiple sites in one place, invoice clients, and get 30% off new purchases. Find out more at go.me/WPBuilds. And by Bluehost. Redefine your web hosting experience with Bluehost Cloud. Managed WordPress hosting that comes with lightning-fast websites, 100% network uptime, and 24/7 priority support. With Bluehost Cloud, the possibilities are out of this world. Experience it today at bluehost.com/cloud. And by OmniSend. Do you sell your stuff online? Then meet OmniSend. Yes, that OmniSend. The email and SMS tool that helps you make 73 bucks for every dollar spent. The one that's so good, it's almost boring. Hate the excitement of rollercoaster sales? Prefer a steady line going up? Try OmniSend today at omnisend.com. Hello. Hi there. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. It is, what is it? It's the 21st of October, 2021. It's This Week in WordPress, episode number 312. Thank you for joining us. We are going to get stuck into the bits and pieces of the WordPress news in just a moment. But before then, you'll notice that there's three of us on the screen, and we might well be joined by somebody a little bit later. Hopefully, we've got somebody coming. If they show up, then we'll sort of just drop them into the middle of the show. And if they don't, then we'll continue with the three of us. And let's go around the houses and say hi. First of all, yes, over there, it's Michelle, Michelle Frechette, co-host for this episode. How are you doing, Michelle?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. We're going to get on to a story of Michelle's own, and she can tell it in any which way she likes a little bit later, probably be about halfway through the episode. But I'll do your bio first, if that's all right, Michelle. So here we go. Michelle Frechette is the Director of Community Engagement for Stella WP at Liquid Web. In addition to the work there at Stella WP, Michelle is the podcast barista at WPCoffeeTalk.com, co-founder of UnderrepresentedInTech.com, creator of WPSpeakers.com and WPCareerPages.com, also the executive director, at PostStatus.com, co-host of the WP Motivate podcast, and also the host of the WP Constellations podcast, author, frequent organizer, and speaker at WordPress events. We'll find out about one of those in a bit. She lives outside Rochester, New York, where she is a keen nature photographer. And the final URL, if you want to just get a summation of all of those different bits and pieces, head to meetmichelle.online. meetmichelle.online. Have I got the correct bio there? Because yours changes fairly frequently, doesn't it?
You do. Oh, nice. Everything is okay. Up to date.
Yeah.
I think I updated it fairly recently. So.
Okay, that's great. Well, thank you once again for joining us. And also down there is Birgit, the other Birgit. How are you doing, Birgit?
I'm doing fine. Thanks, Nathan.
Nice to have you with us. So the bio literally does officially say the other Birgit. So here we go. The other Birgit is a creative polymath and advocates for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. Besides her profession as a personal branding consultant, she creates contemporary art and whimsical textile designs and surface patterns. She hosts a regular series about DEIB on Do the Woo podcast show, The WordPress Way. So there we go. There's the panelists that we've got so far. And I notice that we are now joined by Amanda. So Amanda's off screen at the moment. So I'm just going to give Amanda enough time that it takes. Give us the thumbs up when you're ready, Amanda. If you're ready. Okay, so she's ready. I didn't want to just raise her if she was still getting everything all straightened out. So there we go. Amanda, how are you doing?
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Look, it's Stella WP on the right and the rest of the world on the left.
Have a US and Europe.
That's right, yes. All right, we'll go with that. We'll go with the US and Europe, Stella WP versus the rest of the world. Amanda, I don't actually have a bio for you. You may have noticed that I was just reading Birgit's out. So am I able to just hand that ball to you and just say, can you just give us a quick bio, you know, a couple of sentences or something? I'm sorry to put you on the spot.
Absolutely, no problem at all. Happy to. Thank you again for having me. I'm Amanda, Director of Customer Success at Stellar WP. We've got a family of brands, and I actually started as Customer Success Manager at GiveWP, and then that role evolved over time where now I am Director of Customer Success, and I worked directly underneath Michelle for those first three or four years. It was a wonderful time to like just build a department, build what customer success looks like for a WordPress brand, and then see that really take shape. And now we're doing it for all of the brands at Stellar. So that's really my journey into WordPress as well, because that was my first WordPress job. So I was able to enter the community. And previous to that, I was building websites, really trying to find my way into this space. And previously I'd had a lot of customer success experience through service related industries like restaurants and real estate. So I was able to kind of pivot that skill into what it would look like training myself as, you know, a WordPress expert and actually building websites and working with clients. So it was kind of a nice little transition, and it's what I actually wanted to be doing. Nice. And then personally, I'm a mom. I've got a 4-year-old and a 16-year-old, and lots of animals in the house. And yeah.
Oh, I hope we get to see some of the animals. That's always a bit
maybe.
Always you a might bit of a highlight when the cat wanders across the keyboard. Interestingly enough, right, here's a life hack for you. As with everybody in the WordPress space, I'm sure it's fair to say that quite a few of us have been down the X/Twitter rabbit hole recently. Okay, so here's what you got to do, right? If you don't want any of the WordPressy stuff sort of getting into your feed and kind of taking over your life, go and search for cat videos, right? And then just dwell on a few of them for just watch a couple.
And sheep.
Anything, basically. Cat videos is what I did. Just a couple of them is all it takes. And then Twitter suddenly has the intuition you want to see more cats. And the WordPress drama evaporates, and suddenly your timeline's full of cats. I'll tell you what, it's a lot more productive. So that's my top tip. Anyway, there's our little panel today. I appreciate all of your time. I really appreciate it. Just a couple of bits of housekeeping before we begin. If you watch the show regularly, I apologize. You've been through this a million times, but for those who are new, it's probably worth mentioning. Depending on where you're watching this, the best way I should probably say to watch it is to go here. That's wpbuilds.com/live. Once more, wpbuilds.com/live. If you head over there and you're on the website on a desktop computer, you'll notice that there's comments on the right-hand side. You have to be logged into Google because they're YouTube comments. You can pop it out and put it into a new chat window and what have you. Or you can just, you know, click on the comments and it'll take you to the video and things like that. Alternatively, if you don't want to do that, You can click the little black button top right of the actual video, and I think it says live chat. And that's anonymized. It's part of the platform that supplies the video, which is not YouTube. It's a platform called Wave. So that enables you to comment without having to be logged in. So please feel free to do that. And fancy sharing this with your friends and colleagues, go for that as well. In fact, pause it. Oh, no, don't pause it. Just put it open on a new tab. Open up your social media thing of choice and paste wpbuilds.com/live. And a few people have dropped in. Firstly, Taco was with Yoast and now is with Yoast. And he's not with Yoast.
Depends on how you spell it.
Depends on how you spell it. But what a pleasure. I hope you'll be continuing to come on the show. That would be nice. Courtney Robertson's joining us. She's saying hello to Taco and Birgit and Michelle and everybody else, I guess. And then somebody new. Oh, no. I recognize the picture, although I didn't recognize the name. Web Squadron. Hi. How are you doing? Imran, I think. And then Rick is joining us as well. Lots of waves. Elliot just down the road from me. That's nice. Lawrence all the way from Australia. That was terrible, wasn't it? I tried to do an Australian accent with the word Australia.
Yeah, don't do that again.
Don't do that again. That's really bad. Sorry, Lawrence. And in fact, all of Australia. I feel bad. And Max is joining us as well. And obviously, Birgit, there she is. She's joining us. Cat videos, right? You are right. The more cat, honestly, just do it. They're so entertaining. They're so good. And Peter Ingersoll, Amanda, every week, Peter Ingersoll joins us and tells us what the weather is like in Connecticut. It's become a thing. And here it is. It is 10 degrees centigrade, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. It's heading up to 20 degrees or 80 degrees. It will be like this all week. Oh, that's nice. That's really warm. Here it's rubbish in comparison. I'm quite jealous. We're obviously doing cats, aren't we, now? I'm so sorry. My two kittens spend 95% of their time sat or sleeping on my desk. Pity that one of them likes to fart. A putrid cabbage smell. I saw something the other day, and it was somebody who just basically made a little Perspex shelf, right? And it was big enough to go over their keyboard, so that they can put their hands under it, and then the cat sits on the little Perspex shelf above the keyboard. Yeah. And it was brilliant. Really nice. And Marcus Burnett is joining us all the way from Orlando, another Monday. So, of course, it's time for WP Bells. Thank you so much. I'm still with Yoast. I know. You've got a few more days, haven't you? But then you'll be with Yoast, which is entertaining, completely entertaining. 21st is the last day. And a few other people joining us. Okay. Oh, no worries about the accent. That's good. Okay. I don't think that. That's all right. Okay. So, right. So I'm kind of designing this show going forwards to be a bit of the antidote to the WordPress drama, right? So as with the previous 2 weeks, when we could have dug deep and enraged ourselves and made ourselves terribly cross about everything that's going on, you know what? I've got better things to do with my life. And one of them is to be happy and polite and all of those kind of things. So if that's what you want, honestly, just go watch something else, because you're not gonna get that frenzy of stuff here. The intention is to raise the stories. If some of the stories are about all of the stuff that's going on in WordPress at the moment, it's really going to just be commentary. We'll just say it as it is. But what I have noticed, and I don't know if this is true for you panelists as well, I know it's partly because I'm watching cat videos, but seriously, I have noticed that in the last week, things have calmed down a little bit for me. I know it's still simmering under the surface, but I have noticed that things have calmed down a little bit. And also, I'd like to make it very clear at the beginning that not everybody is entitled to give their free opinion and still remain employed. Some people do have the embargo of, you know, what their work has said is appropriate or what have you. Now, I don't know if that applies to anybody on this call. I'm just saying it. So just bear that in mind when you go out there. Some people's silence might be deafening you, but it doesn't mean that they've got, you know, intuitions which are not the same as you. WP, not drama. That's it. I like it. We're going with that. All right. That's perfect. Okay. So with that said, let's get stuck into today's stuff. So this is us, wpbuilds.com, and we have drop-down menus, apparently. There you go. It's gone now. And I just want to say that if you like what we're doing and you want to be informed about what we do, put your email address in here and click this little subscribe button, and I will send you two emails a week. One when this show goes out as a podcast. That'll be tomorrow. So we strip out the audio and put it onto the podcast feed. And then we also do a podcast episode, which is typically an interview or something like that. I'll show you one in a minute, on a Thursday. So we'll just notify you about those. And in order to keep the lights on over here, we are very lucky to have some fabulous sponsors. And at the moment, those sponsors are the following companies: GoDaddy Pro, thank you so much. Bluehost, thank you so much. And OmniSend, three fine companies. Thanks to all of them. And if you ever do go sort of lurking around on their website or talking to them at WordCamps or anything like that, and you fancy sort of dropping the bomb that you discovered them from WP Builds, that would be amazing. Thank you very much to those companies. Another thing that we're doing at the moment is we're running a Black Friday deal. Every Black Friday, we try to get about, I don't know, it ends up being about 400, something like that, WordPress deals all collated onto this page. We made a bit of a start. You can see here, there's a whole bunch of them. I essentially wait for people to send them to me, and then they go onto this page, and you can see people have been busily filling out my form. If you're in the WordPress space, company, you know, if you've got a plugin, theme, block, hosting, whatever it may be, you can click this little button here, add a deal, and you'll fill out the form. And so long as it all makes sense and checks out, I'll put it on the page. And one of the things that you've got to do is kind of classify it. Tell me how much you're offering off for, you know, Black Friday. So I don't know, three people have identified themselves as hosting companies, and there they are. And so you can sort of filter and search and things like that, you know, and do all of that. And then if you're interested in sponsoring that page, a bit like these two companies have done, WS Form and Gravity Form, then yeah, you can click on one of these little get started buttons here. Got one of the big spots left, and then we've got four of these little spots running at the bottom. So feel free to fill that out. Okay. That, by the way, is at wpbuilds.com/black. All right. Okay. Started a new show this week with Remkes de Vries. We're calling it Get It Optimized. About once a quarter, something like that, Remkes is going to come on the show and give us some top tips about how to manage your WordPress website to make it speedy, performant, and as quick as possible. And he lays the groundwork on this episode where he's talking about hosting and the various different options you've got. Just the bare bones, the 101, if you like. So that was episode 394 of the podcast, and go and check it out. And we'll be back in probably about 3 months' time for the next episode. And last but by no means least, I started a show, and this feeds into the first story. Started another show, which isn't in the podcast feed because it's more of a video thing. Started a show with Joe Dolson, the ever cool Joe Dolson. And if you don't know Joe, Joe has kind of made it his mission in life to make the web accessible. And what we've been doing, this is the second episode, is we've been going through the WordPress Showcase, which is a website showing off some of the top, in air quotes, WordPress websites. And he's been sort of dissecting them, and he's going to be doing one particular thing at a time. So for these first two shows, he's just been looking at menus. And so if you fancy about 30 minutes, some top tips on how to make your menus accessible, you can find that by going to the archive section and then go to the accessibility show. And if I click on that and wait a moment, then yeah, you'll see episode 1 and 2 right there. Okay. Now that leads me to some sad news about Joe. Well, it's actually not sad news about Joe. It's some sad news which features Joe. And this is a consequence of the bits and pieces that have been happening in the WordPress space. The accessibility team meetings are suspended at the moment. Joe has obviously posted this. He's big into this. And it says, as neither of the current accessibility team's representatives are able to log into WordPress.org, team meetings are suspended until further notice. Bug scrubs will continue to run as normal. So here we have the first thing that we might get into if you wish to. We're obviously seeing a bit of drainage in the WordPress community, and sadly, some of the projects that are being affected are things a little bit like this. I don't know if anybody's got anything to say. All I'm going to, the way I'm framing this story is that has happened. It's a crying shame, but if you want to step into the shoes of the people who have removed themselves from the community, or whatever language you want to put around that, or have, you know, just decided to move away, then maybe contact Joe directly. You know, you can definitely find Joe online. There's obviously a link there on that post. If you feel that you could help with that endeavor and get those meetings started up again, feel free. Right, I've talked for what seems like forever. I apologize about that. Does anybody want to comment on that one, or shall I move on?
It's not the only team that's affected, of course. We've had people step back from moderating photos on the photos team as well. And I'm sure that it's affected other teams. It's been a large number of people. So if you're interested in getting involved and you can log in, I suggest now is a good time.
Nice. Thank you so much. Yeah. Do you know off the top of your head, can you name any of the other teams just off the top of your head? Because I think you're right. I've got the same intuition that it's more than that team, but I can't actually remember any off the top of my head. So if you can't either, then we'll just assume that the community between us can. But yeah, okay.
Yeah, I think the community team has a few people as well. And like I said, photos, but those are the teams that I'm on, so I'm not really sure beyond that.
Yeah, the incident response team, for instance, had also faced some contributor churn. Certain other teams I have seen are also kind of limiting in their ability to contribute at the moment. And I think many of those who I've spoken with want to wait and pause for a moment to see how things are evolving. So,
yeah. Yep.
I think we need to have some form of patience on the one hand, but on the other hand, I really am feeling sorry and sad for everyone who sees themselves in the situation to leave this project currently. So it's heartbreaking, but yeah, we need to keep the spirits uplifting as good as possible.
Yeah, we are where we are, aren't we? And I think it's fair to say that the four of us probably, you know, between us, don't fully understand everything that's going on. And even if we did fully understand it, we don't have the magic wand to make it go away. But I appreciate that sentiment, Birgit. That's really nice. You know, just we'll have to recalibrate, won't we, really, and see where we're at. And a comment which kind of fits right into that narrative is this one, come from Imran. I do apologize, Amanda. When we've got this kind of view, your face does tend to get consumed by it. Actually, I can make that go away. There we go.
Sit taller, Amanda.
Yeah, that's right. You have to make your head go really high. He's saying, calm down. Yeah, calm down, because there's little that can be done with accusations of bias or fuel or adding fuel to the fire. So let's just see how it pans out. And there's more in that I can see off screen. And return to love WordPress, which is really nice. Samia Nasir, organized the most successful Yoast contributor day ever last week. So there we go. There's some more positive news. That's right. I haven't featured that. I apologize, Taco. That somehow didn't get on my radar. And it's so nice to just work together with amazing people on, and again, it's truncated, the project that we all love. So actually very similar sentiments. You both end basically with the word love at the end of your comment, which is kind of interesting, isn't it? And nice. Oh, and love that. Okay, so we've got an episode title. It's called Love. Already we know what's going on. Okay, so here we are. Some more bits and pieces. The Ally A11Y, the Ally team has meetings again. Oh, okay, right. That's interesting. So things have moved in a positive direction there. That's great. And the incident response team has also had a few people leave. Okay.
Yeah, Birgit said, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right. Okay. So thank you for the comments there. That's helpful. Thank you so much. In relation to that, let's just pop it. Amanda, sorry, did you have anything you wanted to add to that? If not, I'll move on.
I appreciate all the sentiment here. And I think it's just good to remember that anything can happen. Like we can maybe assume that we have an idea of what could happen. But it's a practice I like to do in my life when I over-assume things. Like I like to assume that I know what's going to go on, and that usually gets me into trouble. So I try to check my assumptions and remember that literally anything can happen. Like the possibilities are infinite. So holding on to that hope and holding on to that love is a great way to open up that opportunity for that possibility.
Honestly, when I say those things to myself, I sort of have to berate myself for being overly optimistic or something like that. But then I actually pause and think, wait a minute, hang on, what is your actual handle on this community, Wrigley? And it's not, I don't really have a lot of purchase on it. And what I mean by that is it's huge. I mean, it truly is huge. You only have to go to the big WordPress events to realize there's many thousands. And they're just a teeny tiny subset of the people who could attend. And so that kind of like messes up my intuitions. And I end up thinking, I don't know how all this is going to pan out. I really don't. Like, and something that we're going to read that Birgit has penned, has penned this week is kind of
the other Birgit.
Yeah, the other Birgit who's here. So the Birgit is sort of stressing that optimism. And maybe we're in a period of profound and interesting and good change. And it might at the moment feel like everything is Chicken Little and the sky is falling in. Who knows? I'm sure you've all been in periods of your own life personally where at the time that it was going on, the world was going to go pear-shaped. Everything was going wrong. And then, you know, with a few years, bit of hindsight, you kind of think, okay. I am not undermining the profundity of all of the things that people are going through. I am not. I'm just cautioning that for me, at least anyway, it's helping if I say to myself, look, calm down. Maybe the sky is not.
That's the same. I told my therapist today when I was rambling about what's going on in my life currently. And it's, I was saying, we came together because of the software, because the software itself is great, but we stay for the people. And I care deeply about the people. The software itself can be replaced anytime. But the community and the connection we have made, that is kind of difficult to replace. Or when, as you mentioned, it is from the chaos, they can accelerate something beautiful when we stay together and focus on the things we can have an influence on. I don't have any influence on what's happening beyond the pond in the US. I have only influence in my surroundings and how I approach things. And yeah, that is, I think, the spirit we need to use and see what can we influence and where do we have impact on.
Yeah.
And other things we can't change.
Yeah.
We can't just only observe.
Yeah. And at the risk of sounding like we're sort of avoiding the topic, well, we are kind of avoiding the topic somewhat deliberately, but also maybe that's in all of our interests, you know, in terms of our mental health at the moment, is let the lawyers perhaps figure out the lawyery things, and we'll worry about the community things that we actually care about. You know, I turn up to WordPress events basically for the people. That's kind of what it's all about, really, isn't it? Just sort of hanging out with the people who write the code and enjoy the community and do the things. And so hopefully that's the case. Okay. So, moving on from that, there is some more sort of slightly sad news. So just quickly put that back up and reemphasize, despite what, we may have heard, maybe things are kind of going in a better direction, but if you do wish to help out, I'm sure Joe Dolson wouldn't mind hearing from you if you feel that you've got intuitions in that direction. But something sort of allied to that, this is over on GitHub. This is the WordPress Fields API. It's a bit technical. This is work that Scott Kingsley Clark has been doing. And I feel that in terms of code, this was one of the really coolest things that was coming around. And but it's, again, the brakes are on. Let me just see if I can read. I am officially terminating. So this was a few days ago, 12th of October now. So, you know, quite a few days ago. I'm officially terminating my core contributions and involvement with the WordPress project. This project was something that I poured hundreds of hours into, and it greatly pains me to just stop there. Anyone is feel free to lead this project in the Core Fields channel of Slack. And he says, I'm done making excuses for Matt's actions and will not associate myself with core any longer. And I'm sure that if you follow the code and you're interested in, you know, how to, well, basically get things on your website to come from other places, and it's much more technical than that, but we'll ignore that because it's hard to do on a podcast. The Fields API, as far as I know, is still in this pause status, and yeah. It would be nice if this work could carry on. So if you have those intuitions or know somebody that does, maybe that's a project you could get right into. Okay, right. Let's move on. WordPress does carry on. And here's a great example of it. This is WordCamp Romania. I was looking through my inbox the other day, and somebody from WordCamp Romania had sent me an email, a very nice email, and saying, would you mind mentioning it on your channels? And I said, yes, that would be great. So here it is. If you are in any way, shape, or form close to Romania, and it says right at the top of the site, this event is bilingual. 14th to the 15th of October, 2024. You can find it at romania.wordcamp.org/2024. I know at the moment, the timing probably in terms of their organization and getting boots on the ground and tickets being sold and all of that, I imagine that this is a profoundly challenging time for them to do that. So here we are. This is basically an advert for WordCamp Romania. If you're in that part of the world and you fancy attending, then romania.wordcamp.org/2024. I can't tell you a great deal more about it than that. You know, there's obviously the menu items here, and you can find out about the location and the speakers and all of that kind of stuff. And maybe this one is the one that I'm trying to push people towards. Purchasing tickets is happening very soon, so I imagine that all of the organization is taking place. But life goes on. Look, there it is, going on. So anybody got anything?
Maya says in the chat, she'll be happy to meet you there if you're going to WordCamp.
There you go. There's Maya Longcar. Hi, Maya. That's great. Hey. I saw some nice pictures of you. I don't know where you were, Maya, but some pictures of you. I guess it was Facebook or maybe Twitter or something the other day. You looked like you were having a nice time.
I saw those too, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a four-letter LinkedIn acronym, and I couldn't figure out what the event was. So anyway, Maya, if you fancy, let me know. I can't wait for WordCamp UK in the O2 Arena with 20,000 attendees. I can't wait for that either, Taco.
20,000 attendees. That's ambitious.
I'll make it happen. I'll invite, I don't know, Coldplay or something. That'll get us. There we go. Look, there's the answer. It says WordCamp. Oh, no. Have I got to say that word? I have to. Skopje. I'm going with that. In Macedonia. So there it was. That's the event. Okay. Well, I'm glad that you were there and having a nice time. That's lovely. Anyway, there it is on the screen. WordCamp Romania. Feel free to get in touch.
I love their logo.
Yeah, isn't that nice? I love their website. Actually, seriously, I did actually spend... Do you ever find that something about a website just captures you and you sort of end up staring at it for a while? That picture captured me. And I don't know if you can see it particularly well. Isn't that cool? That like red-roofed city just stretching around this hill right in the middle. Isn't that beautiful? made me really want to go. Okay.
Then you should.
Yeah, well, yeah, sadly, I can't at that time of year. I have children's birthdays, many children's birthdays.
I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's move into some other interesting stuff. We're going to feature a range of things, but we'll spread them out of people's sort of personal stories over the last few weeks. And I think the broad message is one of hope. Let's try and make it that anyway. Ultimately, you know, these people talk about the stuff that they're going through. And then ultimately, it seems like there's a fairly hopeful outcome to it. This one comes from Jonathan Bossinger. Jonathan has been on the podcast several times. I don't think he's been on this particular show, but he is from South Africa. He works for Automattic. And do you know what? I think I'm going to read these bits. And I very rarely do this, but I think I'm going to read what's in yellow. And I know that's going to take a minute or two, but I hope you let me. So I'm paraphrasing based upon what I'm seeing on the screen. The article, by the way, is called Reflections on Being Employed to Work in Open Source, and it's on jonathanbossinger.com. The links will be in the show notes. So I'm expurgating. Last Friday, I started work with 159 less colleagues than I did that Monday. Many of them I'd never met or worked with. Some I knew from various places around the work Slack, and others were an important part of my personal WordPress story or the work I do. Each one of those last ones hurts when I saw it. However, what has been worse has been the fear of talking about it publicly. The fear of how the folks I interact with in the community would perceive my choices. What would they think of me? How would it affect their choice to start or continue to contribute to WordPress? Social media has probably been the worst place to hang out. The word doom scroll has never been more accurate. you need more cats here, Jonathan. I've seen colleagues get slammed because they shared their opinions publicly. I've seen inaccurate, inflammatory posts about automatic by known bad actors in the community being shared as fact. I've seen individuals who I know would be in complete opposite camps politically aligned on social media, the enemy of the enemy and all that. Yet I still found myself at a loss for the right words. And then he goes on, I reflect, oh, this is a quote. It's about a t-shirt that he's wearing, which says, let's make the world a better place. I reflected on the reasons I joined the WordPress community, dedicated myself to its growth and prosperity, and ultimately joined Automattic. It's because I want to use my skills to make the world a better place, far removed from the toxic environments of modern social media with its online harassment and promotion of lies and deceit. I want my kids to grow up with a web that nurtures and supports them, that provides them with avenues of learning, growth, entertainment, a stable career, happy families, whatever those things might look like. I don't... Okay, and right. So at the moment, I can feel some people getting triggered. It's like, okay, this is all very one-sided. Here's the counterpoint. I don't always agree with every decision that leaders in my division make, including my team lead, their lead, my division lead, all the way up, and including the CEO. But I do think we're all aligned with the mission of making the web a better place, even if we don't go about it in the same ways. So ultimately, the desire to make the web a better place, combined with an amazing work environment, supportive colleagues, and some of the best benefits I've experienced, I chose to stay. And I just thought that was a really nice encapsulation of what we're going through at the moment. And it hooked me was this little bit about this kind of fear of not being able to say what you think, because you kind of think on social media you might get called out. Now, my content is very often fairly anodyne, I describe it as. I deliberately don't try not to step on landmines, and I try to avoid all the tripwires. And, you know, that leads to a certain, I don't know, maybe it's, you know, lack of, oh, I don't really know what the word is, but I don't try to throw bombs around and things like that. And I think Jonathan is trying to play the same game here. But that sense of, I want to say something, but I don't think I can. But then just sort of painting it, look, I'm just here. I'm just here because I don't necessarily agree with everything, but I just want to do the right thing. I want to create the web to be a better place. WordPress is the platform that I've chosen to do it on. So I'm banging the same gong again, but I just thought that was a really poignant piece. So I'll throw it open to our panelists, see if any of you thought that was, you know, interesting, moving, thoughtful, provoking. I don't know.
I would say I was thinking about those articles a lot, and something which pops into my mind is always words matter, and words can hurt, and also words can be a weapon, and that is why maybe some people choose to stay silent because they don't want to or they can't process all the stuff going on and finding the right words for that. And I really cherish people who find the courage to talk about it and share their feelings with that and also finding solutions. But yeah, I can really imagine how hard it might be for someone who has fears, especially on their livelihood. Not only by an employee, but also employer, but also maybe on their own business. So they don't want to come into the crossfire, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Michelle, Amanda, anything on
that? Yeah. It's been very polarizing, right? So if you follow the US politics at all, you know that we are very polarized here between the two candidates that we have up for election in just a few weeks. I feel like this is polarizing in that way. It's like if you are somewhere in the middle, then people are upset that you aren't picking a side. And for some of us, we just want the community to continue to move forward. We want everybody to continue to have jobs. We want people to continue to be happy to participate in the open source project and to see things move forward with WordPress because we believe in it so deeply. And so it is very difficult to say anything one way or the other, and to continue to be happily employed and to continue to want to work forward and write good things about the community. And and like you said at the beginning, it's about avoiding those landmines and tripwires. And it's a very difficult field to traverse right now. Especially if you are in a public position, like you are, like I am, like everybody on this podcast today. And that makes it a little bit more difficult to navigate, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Amanda, anything before we move on?
I agree with everything that's been said here today. You know, I do tend towards the being a little bit more quiet, because I do tend to want all the information before I make any kind of opinion or formulate any public opinion, especially. I like having one-on-one conversations. I like talking with folks privately, or, you know, in my communities, the people I'm working with, and communicating with them about how I'm feeling, how they're feeling. And that feels more important to me right now than taking any kind of public stance. And I also do totally understand that that also is part of this as well, because that's the community narrative that's happening. And I think it's important to remember that just because you don't feel like you have to say, and you don't have anything to say necessarily publicly, that's not necessarily bad. You can still have conversations in your own circles, in your own community, and support the people around you.
Yeah, I put a tweet out the other day, which kind of got a little bit of engagement. I mean, my Twitter account doesn't get a lot of engagement, but this one got a little bit. And it was something along the lines of, doesn't matter what you said, thought, did, you know, imagined over the last few weeks. I'm pretty sure that if we were to be stood next to each other in a word camp, or, you know, any scenario you like, we'd probably get along just fine. And I think that's probably pretty true. I think it's really unlikely that the outrage that we see on social media would actually transfer itself into a conversation in a word camp corridor. I just can't imagine some of the people who are getting really heated about all this coming up to me and like yelling at me. Because it's just not what you do. But we do seem to have that kind of culture online where, you know, we can type something, shut the keyboard, walk away from it. But I do think we have to encourage ourselves to be a little bit reflective of the I don't know what the word is here, the sort of the damage that you can do to somebody who lives halfway around the world that you'll probably never meet, and you won't see the impact of the words. And you can, you know, everybody's got a right to their opinion. I know that's the case, but I feel like things are calming down at the minute. And so I think that's really nice. And Jonathan has obviously felt that, you know, maybe things have calmed down enough for him to put his head above the parapet and say that. But an important point, just because somebody doesn't speak publicly about something or take a side doesn't mean they don't have very clever, carefully thought through, cogent ideas about what their position is. They just might not be willing to share it. They don't want to get into a bun fight. They might be employed and have an embargo from their employer. Or they might just disagree with you, but not want to fall out with you. And, you know, I'll just disagree silently, but I'll know that our opinions are different. Mm. The only thing we've got as a species, and I mean this in the most profound sense of the word, the only thing we've got is conversation. And if we stop talking, you know,
yeah,
there's nothing else to do, really. So, yeah, anyway, there we go. So here's a comment from Taco. To be honest, I've seen some people post things online that would make me slightly uncomfortable around them until we've been able to discuss it. Luckily, that's not a lot of people. Yeah, I feel like social media does enable us to do that, doesn't it? We can throw mm-hmm. those bombs and close the laptop, put the phone down, and then just not really think about the impact. But
yeah.
You know, imagine a scenario where you said something to somebody and you reduced them to, let's say, tears. That would be a real visible sign. And you'd have to be, I guess, a fairly callous person to see that destruction and not think, oh, I've stepped over a line. Because you never do see that, do you, online? So,
right.
So there we go. Let's imagine that the next few weeks are going to be a lot calmer. Gosh, I'm in like preacher mode. What the heck? The heck's gone on? I don't get it. Something's changed.
Well, we yeah. feel deeply about it, and that's what's important, right? Every person sitting here today, we're here yeah. because we feel so deeply about this community and about the project itself. And so it's easy to get in our feelings about it. And I'm just really happy to hear that yours are positive.
Don't you think, though, as well, on that point, don't you think that projects like open source projects like WordPress, I think they do attract a certain level of, I really don't want to put my foot in it here, but I think it attracts certain people, but it also attracts a level of commitment that maybe a full-on, like a corporate thing, for example, might not do. You know, you go there to work for the money and the paycheck and what have you, but as soon as you clock out at 5 o'clock, you're done until you clock in again at 9 o'clock. Feels like open source projects, you throw more of yourself into it, don't you? And it's more heart, more passion, more soul, more lived experience. Yeah. Okay. And a comment here from, I don't know this person, Elstek, thank you. It's so sad we cannot have and share different opinions. I'm interested in other people's opinions, no matter the distance from my own. Yeah, that's it, isn't it? It's conversation. Without the conversation, we're in a bit of bother. And anyway, okay, right. Let's move on. But well done, Jonathan. I thought you encapsulated that just beautifully. So agreed. Congrats from me. Okay, right. So this is really changing the subject a little bit. We'll round back to something similar to Jonathan's post in a moment. This is to say that MainWP via Todd Jones have reached out to me, and every year they do this very short survey. In fact, you can see that the whole survey is on this Google form, and it's like 15 questions, so it'll take you a matter of minutes. And what they're after, each and every year, they throw together a report which is called the Site Care Consultant Survey. And the idea is they would like to know, I'm guessing it helps their platform, but also, you know, it helps to get this information out there. They want information about people who take care of people's websites. So whether that's you building it and then managing it, or whether that's you just managing it, perhaps you in a business of updating things like that. And so the 2024 survey is out. They're asking a few different questions this year, like they're asking demographic questions. So that'll give us some interesting information, as well as things like how many sites that you're managing. And so if you want to give them, and then they'll publish it as a survey, information about, you know, how many sites people manage and things like that, which could be a really interesting data point, then go and check it out. It's on mainwp.com. And the blog post is called October MainWP Roundup Site Care Consultants Survey. And the link is, I actually can't remember where the link is. It's buried
right
in
there. We invite you to fill out the survey right under
there you go.
Yellow parts.
Yeah, there you go. Just sure. There. And it'll take you to the Google form. And honestly, it's 3 minutes. So there we go. Todd, I hope that gets you some.
To be fair, they carefully assemble. They do not just throw together their report.
Did I say throw together?
Yeah. You did.
Okay, they carefully assemble. They scaffold it beautifully. Yeah, they pour over the data, and that's good. Thank you. Okay. Oh, what a nice article. So WordCamp Sydney is coming up real soon, the 2nd to the 3rd of November. Now, there is a slight story here which I'll touch on, and then I'll just leave it. There is some news surrounding WP Engine's ability or lack thereof to be a sponsor at this event. And again, you know, you can have your opinion about that. Whether they were a sponsor and have had to withdraw, or whether they have just been declined sponsorship, I don't really know. But that's not what this piece is about. This piece is all about the bits and the pieces that go to make up a WordCamp event. Now, hand on heart, unlike many other people on this call, I've never organized a WordCamp. I help organize a meetup, but that's not quite on the same scale. So seriously, I know there's a lot of knots and bolts and bits and pieces going on, but this article just is really nice. And it paints the picture of what needs to be done. And it's called Behind the Scenes at WordCamp Sydney. And so it goes into who does what and what they're doing. So for example, just the first section is all about sponsors. Mark has dealt with sponsors since we announced WordCamp Sydney on April the 16th. That's a six-month marathon spent calling, emailing, collecting information, coordinating logistics, dealing with corporate payment systems, blogging and posting to social media. So I'm imagining Mark's fairly exhausted at this point. Joe, who's dealing with the speakers, is busy managing speakers, vetting applications, selecting speakers with help from Dee and others, emailing, calling, collecting info and bio, managing questions, keeping them informed, creating personalized social tiles, and finding new last-minute stand-ins. So I expect Joe is quite tired. Dee, who we just heard about, is dealing with the schedule. And so it goes on. Budget. Volunteers and safety, registration and help desk, social networking events, website and graphics, swag and merch, audio and visuals, and each time there's a name attached. And I'm sorry, I can't mention everybody's names, but if you go to this post, it's just a really nice insight. And remember, these people are doing it for the community. They're doing it because mm-hmm. they love the project.
All
volunteer in their time.
And you need to scroll down the post and see what is Will doing. And
So the person who wrote the post apparently is, just hanging out, kicking their feet up, having a nice time writing blog posts, this one blog post. But I just thought it was really nice. It was a really nice way of celebrating. That. Yeah. Beg it. Over to you. Go on. You tell us more.
I love that post. When I saw that, I was really... That is really interesting to see how much work goes behind the WordCamp, organizing a WordCamp. And even if I was only once in a wild time and co-organizer for WordCamp, the local WordCamp, and I had a head on for running mostly everything on ground, I know a lot what behind the scenes are running. But every attendee or the most attendees maybe don't have a grasp of it, what it means to create an event like that. And I really love that. And I think we can learn from that and share it with other WordCamps to tell their audience what it's behind the WordCamp organization. And maybe there's more appreciation for the work behind it, maybe. But all the people who are volunteering, creating an event in their free time, unpaid, unsponsored the most time, really care about the community. So just tap them on the shoulder and say thanks for all the hard work they're doing.
Yeah, we'll circle back to that when we get to your piece. So there's a bit of a an eye-opener for what's coming up. We're going to deal with something that Birgit has penned this week. And you actually do mention this, don't you, as one of your kind of bullet points. So, good point. And this is part of the new WordPress, maybe, is just a conversation. There it is, that word again, about what is the role of the community? What are the paid for things? What are the things that people expect to be remunerated from? What can be a realistic expectation? But I just thought this was lovely, painting a picture of how much work has been done. And hopefully, if you attend that event, as Birgit said, not that you wouldn't have done, but now you've got names that you can attach to faces, and you know who did what and thank them for it. Michelle or Amanda, anything to add to that one?
I agree with everything.
Nice. Amanda?
I love it. It's great to see. I think it's great to bring that transparency, because then it might inspire somebody to make it a little bit more accessible too, because they might be like, how can I be involved? Where do I fit in with my skills? I think this makes it totally transparent and able to just jump right in.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So here we are. Let me put that for you so we're not chopping Amanda's head off again. So this is just circling back to an item from a moment ago, saying I agree that we don't have to share views or opinions as we can't predict how people will respond. But some posts, lovey-dovey messages, that's in air quotes, bias to either party that indirectly gaslights. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're spotting that, then you just know it, don't you? You've got it in your head. You've understood that that's what's going on. And my intuition there would be to, I certainly don't feel the need to call that out. And if you do, I guess you do it in the politest way that you can. Yeah. Love the WAP who, says Maya. Yeah, it's a nice one. It's holding the city. Let's put it up quickly. It's holding the bridge. No, it's not the bridge. That's not the bridge. That's the Opera House.
The Opera House.
Oh, dear. Go to bed, Nathan. anyway, there we go. Yet you volunteered to organize a WordCamp in the O2 Arena. Yes, I did. Yeah, I'll be the sole organizer of that event. It will be a disaster. the best way to promote WordPress, so I'm guessing this carries on from what you said a moment ago. Best that they just promote WordPress but not promote one person, because that opens the gate for nasty responses. I hate nasty troll replies, but we need to consider likely responses. Is there a WordCamp coming to the UK soon? The answer to that is, as far as I know, no. There is no planned WordCamp on a major, like a WordCamp UK style thing, not that I know of. I would be there if it happened, and he said he'd be there with 24 cans of Pepsi Max in the bag. Not that I know of. WordCamps in the UK have definitely been on the back burner recently. However, If you want to attend, I'm just going to quickly just post the URL. Let's just do it. WPLDN. This is happening. If you live anywhere near London, coming up in 10 days' time, WordPress London meetup from 6:30 to 9 p.m. We're having it on Halloween. And if you want to attend that, it's free. You can come. But if you want to go the extra mile, let's see if I can raise this URL up. If you want to come for the day, this bit isn't free. This is charged. If you want to come and hang out with Tim Nash for a security event, he's doing an in-person security event. I'll be there. The organizers will be there and some attendees will be there. And it's all about auditing WordPress security like a pro. You can find this at wpldn.uk/masterclass. So there's two things for your delectation. You've got the WPLDN meetup and you've got the masterclass here as well. Okay, right. Where were we? We've done that one. Okay, this one's over to Michelle because Michelle penned this piece during the course of this week. There's a little bit that comes before this and I'll let Michelle talk about that if she wishes to. But shall I just let you talk us through this one rather than me trying to paraphrase? That would make more sense.
So I'm one of those people that people say, you know, what do you think about what's happening in the community? And honestly, I have been dealing with family issues. My stepfather, my mother's husband of 41 years and second father to me, passed away on Friday. And prior to that, he's been in the hospital for 5 weeks, six weeks, something like that. And so while I love WordPress, and I said right in the article, I live, eat, breathe, sleep, dream it. I love our community. My WordPress friends are true friends that have been there for me in times of celebration and in times of need and grief. It's my career, my livelihood, my everyday, but it isn't my everything. And so I wrote an article called Big Pictures and how we need to remember that each one of us in the community has a life outside of WordPress. We have family. Many have children, spouses, pets. I mean, just, you know, hobbies, things that we do that are not WordPress related. This weekend, I wrote an obituary. I planned a cremation. I planned a funeral service. I ordered flowers. I ordered food. I did all of those things that need to happen outside of WordPress because there are things happening in life that have deeper meaning, that have bigger impact on our lives, like grieving a family member. And so I have been grieving what's happening in the WordPress community because it's deeply personal to me. But also remember that some of us are dealing with things that are even bigger in our lives. Amanda's raising a little one. Birgit's got grandchildren. We all have things going on in our lives that if we were to talk to those people about WordPress, they would give you the, okay, kind of response, because it doesn't mean as much outside of what we're dealing with. And so I just wanted people to remember that some of us aren't sharing. Yeah, you said some of us can't share because we work at places that don't want us to have a public opinion. Some of us have things that are happening in our lives that are bigger than that. And for some of us, it's so deeply, we're so deeply ingrained in it that it's hard to even vocalize how we feel about it. And so, the last paragraph I say in there says, maybe people don't have the words to describe their own grief. Maybe they're still processing. Maybe they simply just want to keep their thoughts to themselves, and that's okay. So so I wrote this piece just to remind everybody that there's more going on and to please keep that in mind.
Nice comments from three very nice people. Cammy saying, love you, Michelle. That's nice.
And I love Cammy. She's awesome.
The other Birgit who's right there with us. Big hugs. Kudos to Michelle and Jess Frick joining us. Hi, Jess. Thank you, Michelle. I love you so much. And then the tacos just sort of reiterating, echoing that sentiment. Do you know what? Can I just tell you, Michelle, the bit, like all of the bit that everybody's just said, you know, first of all, you know, enormous sympathies for what that's worth from somebody across the other side of the pond. And, you know, I appreciate you've got a lot going on. And it was this last little paragraph, and I hadn't really thought about it in these terms. And so I apologize, Michelle. I'm going to move on from your family stuff back into the world.
Yeah, for sure.
And simply say that I hadn't really thought that grief would be a word that you could apply to this. Just, I don't know. That's just the nature of my head and the way that I approach mm-hmm. things. But when I read it, I thought, oh gosh, that's interesting. Yeah. So grief, like, you know, it suddenly felt different. You know, you're missing something. Your job has gone away. The friends that you knew have gone away. It does have all the hallmarks of that, doesn't it? And
sure
then the fact that you said that people are going to process this in different ways, well, it brought me up short anyway, and it made me think, gosh, okay, there's more to this for some people than I'm thinking about. So, yeah, I appreciate it. Nice article.
Just to be gentle with each other.
Right. Thank you. It's the recurring theme this week, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Hope and being polite and gentle. Birgit, Amanda, anything you want to add?
First of all, big hugs again.
Thank you.
I can't imagine how much you are going through, even if I experienced all similar situations already. So mm-hmm. but kudos for showing up and staying in your good mood still.
You're going to make me cry, though.
No, but it's
okay.
Also sharing the vulnerability. And that is what it is. For me, the community, and that is why I absolutely agree with, it is a form of grief. We are grieving about the project we cared and how we know the project until certain incidents. And that is also, we need to go through the five stages of grief. So mm-hmm. it's the five stages: is a denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And
right.
people need their time to process this grieving moments. And so, and it is up to us to allow everyone to go on their own pace through grievance. Grief.
Yes.
So,
do you know what's interesting in what you've just said, Birgit, as well, is that people whose opinions you may strongly disagree with about everything that's going on at the moment, then presumably they're going through that same thing. It's like the grief, but they've just got a different angle on the grief, but they're having the same set of feelings. It just happens to be the cause of it is the opposite of what you're thinking, but they're still going through that roller coaster. And probably because they've got deep feelings about the project, you know, nobody's getting angry about what's happening at the moment because they don't care. It's because they care a lot, mm-hmm. and they may care about a different outcome to you, but the fact is there's a lot more in common than divides us, perhaps, is the best way of describing it. I'm sorry, Amanda, I've sort of usurped what you may have been wanting to say there, so I'll back away and say it's up to you if you want to say something there.
No, I think it's wonderful, the space that we can hold for each other in this community and how we are with each other at work or in these communities is exactly how we are how I want to practice in every part of my life. You know, I'm not necessarily trying to be different at work or in this community versus where I am at home. Like, my personality, my values, who I am as a person is coming forward in all of those things. And we're whole people. We're not like we're separate. You can try to do your best to keep things separate, especially in a remote community, remote job. You try to keep your lane separate for your mental health, but ultimately you are like a whole person showing up at work with all of your grief, all of your sadness, all of your joy, all of what you've got to bring. And Michelle, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, Laura.
Thank you. Thank you.
Gosh, agree with everything you're saying. Thank you. Nice comment. It's going to be an interesting time, this, isn't it? This is such an interesting conversation. God, I think we are on the precipice. Is the wrong, what's the opposite? When it's like you're not going to fall off it. It's like the base of a nice new summit. Maybe that's a better description. But okay, well, thank you, Michelle, for having the courage to write that and sharing it with us all. From one thing to a completely different one. This is the WordPress developer blog, and I thought we'd drop this in. When Justin Tadlock puts any ink on a page, I think it's worth mentioning. So here it is. I'm not going to go into it because, as you'll see, it's very long, as it always is, and very technical.
Just read the whole thing.
Yeah, that's right. I'll read it word for word. But it's basically Justin outlining why you might kind of want to, well, not de-skill yourself, but he's saying he's not using CSS as much anymore, as much as it pains him, because he does say that he actually really enjoys writing CSS. It's one of the things that he's always enjoyed doing. But now rolling everything up inside of a theme.json file and doing things that way with global styles and things. Anyway, if you are into themes and you're into new block-based themes and you haven't really experimented with this, then this is a little a primer. You can probably have the whole thing read in, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes. And there's a whole load of different examples of how you can do your CSS and essentially just sort of hand it over to a client with the CSS done for them so they can, you know, click buttons and have a neat system for making their site look nice without having to worry too much about the CSS. It's called masteringtheme.json. You might not need CSS. It was published on the 17th of October. I don't suppose anybody's got too much to say about that, so I'm just going to press on. So this is an interesting project and not something that I had expected to see just a month ago. So this is by WP Remote. Now, forgive me if I get the technical details of this wrong, which is fairly likely, but I'm going to encapsulate it as best as I can. So when the WordPress repo, when advanced custom fields on the repo became secure custom fields, and WP Engine was unable to use the repo, was barred from that, a variety of companies put out different kind of like mirrors of WordPress.org, and this is one of them. And it's from the team at WP Remote. They do things like Malkare and Blog Vault and things like that. And it's Akshat Chowdhury, who's the founder of that company. It's a little bit old, but we didn't mention it last week. And they've put something out called Morpheus, and it's a new update for like basically WordPress.org. And the idea here is that it's kind of an insurance policy. So if a plugin, I don't know, if the same thing were to happen again with another plugin, then this will make it possible for you to sort of go around that, and you'll be able to, this platform will enable you to get updates seamlessly inside your WordPress dashboard by going through their update mirror. Now, the point being, if everything about a plugin stays the same and it's still on the .org repo, nothing changes. You go there, you get the updates just as you normally would. But if a company decides not to go with .org anymore and puts their product on their own hardware and then presumably reaches out to Morpheus, Morpheus can say, okay, future updates, go this route instead. And so I just thought I'd mention that. It's kind of an interesting shift in the way things have done. Like I said, 4 weeks ago, I didn't anticipate that any of this kind of work would be coming out there. I'm imagining it's not the only project that's doing this kind of thing, but it's trying to inoculate that problem of .org being the single dependency for plugin updates. And I know that a few plugins have decided that they want to be pulled from the .org repo. And so maybe this is a system whereby they can seamlessly be updating. And it's a plugin. Essentially, you go and find this plugin. I don't know, maybe you have to get it from .org, which is kind of interesting. Bit meta, that, isn't it? But I don't know where you get it from. But anyway, there's the idea behind that. Anything to say on that, or should we just press on? Okay, in that case, we will press on. I'll just do a few quick comments because it's quite nice. I love it when the comments come in. Elstek, someone who has a different opinion is not a bad person, is not an enemy. I hope the negative notion stops spreading. Honestly, what have we allowed social media to do to us? Why WP Builds is so important. 6 straight days of other WP YouTubers generating anger and views. Today, 1 hour of actual human beings being human to each other. You're all so appreciated. Boom! That's the comment. Gosh, thank you, Nomad Skateboarding. That's blimey neck. You've tearing me off. That's really nice.
Mark Andrew.
Oh, thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that. That's the point. Right? That's why we do it. We try to keep the ship steady and make sure not everybody's falling out. Hello, lovely people. Hello, Jerome. Nice to have you with us. And I'll just wait for the rest. We'll put the other bits and pieces up. All right. Where are we? Update mirrors. We can move on from that. Oh, okay. So at the, this is just a plug. Forgive me. At the WordPress London meetup the other day, it was almost a month ago now, but it feels like the other day, I met this lovely chat. He's called Mark Wilkinson, and he was doing a presentation. This is it, by the way. It was called From Projects to Products, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Go check it out on the WPLDN website. But I noticed that he's got this Better Core Video Embeds plugin. I'm don't think it's particularly new and it hasn't got many installs, but it does one job and it does it really well. If you're embedding videos via a block, then you're essentially doing loads of extra work. Your website is loading loads of external scripts and styles that don't need to be embedded. What this plugin will do is replace the video with the featured image until you interact with it. And then at that point, all of the resources will get downloaded and the video will play. I mean, your users might notice like a quarter of a second of something. But I just thought I'd give Mark a bit of a plug for his endeavors there. So Better Core Video Embeds. Right, there we go. And now, there it is, sorry. Now we're here. Okay. This is so good. Love this. So I'm going to have to scroll to the bottom because I can't remember who. Oh, it's Gary. Gary Pendergast. Is that right? Have I got his name right?
It's at the top.
Is it?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, so it is. Yeah, right there. Gary Pendergast, who used to be an automatician, you know, like really sort of senior core committer and all that, as far as I'm aware. I don't know that he is anymore. But he produced this piece today, which is kind of like a salutary reminder that if you are going to fork WordPress, make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. Like, nobody's saying don't do it. It's all cool. But I'm just going to paraphrase. Congratulations on your decision to fork WordPress. You've taken on a mammoth task. I'm impressed with your willingness to step up to the challenge of a lifetime. And then by point, he goes through what you're getting yourself involved in. You know, in all seriousness, if you are going to do it, go for it. You could fork it just for your own pet project. But if you want it to be the thing that everybody's using in the near future, then you'll have to do a lot of work. And time is fairly short, so I'll just say here, build a community, not an angry mob, aka what we've been talking about for the last hour. Don't call it something press, he suggests. Maybe just give it a bit more of a clever name than that, because in the future you might want to decouple from WordPress in particular. Get a circle of friends to try it and test it out with you. Figure out funding. It's not going to be cheap, and it's going to take you hours and hours and hours. So make sure that you've got community and funding in place. And then there's way more, but I won't go into it now. But I just thought it was, last comment. Not every day is launch day, however. Most of your days will be kind of boring. So fork away would be the advice Gary's giving. But just read this article so that you know what you're getting yourself in for if you really want to do that. Anybody want to say anything about that?
God bless you if you try.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I can't imagine what would be involved, but it certainly isn't quick and easy. Okie dokie. Shall we move on? Right, here we go. Here's Birgit's piece. Go to coachbirgit.com. This post was on the 18th of October, so fairly fresh off the presses, just like I did for Michelle. There's no point in me trying to paraphrase it, although I have highlighted the bits that I was going to mention. Do you want to... to tell us what this one is? It has the same thread as Jonathan's piece and Michelle's piece and the comment from Nomad Skateboard in there. It's got the same thread, I feel. So yeah. Over to you, Birgit.
I was elaborating on this, working on this piece for a while already, since the first incident happened. And I had some rough nights because I care too much, maybe. But I was thinking about how to find solutions on, because to be constructive and use this kind of turmoil to get on board. But Nathan, you have a nice voice and you're so soothing with your voice. So if you want to read out loud what you have highlighted.
Okay. Appreciate that. So forgive me if I've highlighted the bits that didn't entirely capture it, but they're the bits that I thought would sum it up beautifully. So the piece is called Restore Trust, an open letter to the WordPress community and Matt. I feel hurt. So it says, yes, I feel hurt as well for all of the stuff which we know about. As many of my dear friends online have expressed publicly or in private, I feel hurt by noticing messages disappearing in Slack channels and seeing long-term contributors being abandoned or blocked after raising concerns. The toxicity on social media has also been distressing. For almost 15 years, I've poured my heart and soul as an active member, as an active contributor into this project. WordPress has been more than software to me, more than just software to me. It's been a home, a passion, and a community that I am skipping a lot. Yet, amidst this chaos, I believe we have an opportunity. This is so interesting. I believe we have an opportunity to address the underlying issues that have brought us to this point, namely the economic and social sustainability of our project. For too long, we've relied on the passion and goodwill of volunteers. Look at the Sydney article, perhaps, from a moment ago. While critical contributor roles remain underfunded, this imbalance is not sustainable. It's time we have an honest conversation about how we value and support the work that keeps WordPress thriving. And then Birgit goes on to propose three possible ways that we could move things forward. Firstly, a sustainable funding model. Let's explore ways to ensure critical contributor roles are adequately supported. And again, I'm missing context out, but I'll, you know, in order to get through it. Number two, governance reform. It's time to revisit our governance structure, and there's a link, to ensure it reflects the diverse needs and voices of our global community. And number three, community healing. We must create spaces for open dialogue, conflict resolution, and rebuilding trust. Now, there's way more, including an open letter to Matt, but that kind of summed it up for me. So am I all right to hand it back to you at that point, Birgit? Is there anything you want to add on top of that?
Yeah, thank you. Since I started contributing to WordPress, I saw that some people got sponsored or hired specifically contributing to WordPress. And over 14 years, I was always looking for someone who sponsored my work within the WordPress community. But I'm not a developer, so I can't contribute substantially with code to the project. And it is kind of hard to find funding. And I would and observed a lot of contributors really struggling doing their work besides any their spare time and really want to make an impact positively to the WordPress project, but they can't afford it to contribute to WordPress. And I was always advocating for proper funding. And that is why I think even if the form it was delivered was not really ideal to be sugarcoating this all thing. But on the substance, it surfaced exactly the issue we have within our community and with our WordPress project and the ecosystem. We need proper funding for key roles with our project to be sustainable and move on the next 20 or 30 years with this project. Because when we lose our contributors who are bringing all the knowledge and value with, we can't sustain this project. And also, this is also a risk for everyone who makes a living with WordPress and also makes a fortune with WordPress and using WordPress and selling services around WordPress. All this has a risk when we don't contribute back to the project. It can fall apart, and this may be also bringing your business on risk when we don't sustain this project on the long term. It's not in the short term. I'm looking for the long term solution. As Gary and also Jonathan said, we want to have a project for our children. We want to that they can have a livelihood based on an open source system and express their own opinions and on their all shares and still having democratizing everything. But we are currently on a pivot and a crossroad where we see we need better structure because the WordPress project has grown so much over the last 10 years. I'm participating really actively. So we really need to rethink how we approach our project and the funding. But yeah.
Did you?
I leave this wall in a court.
Yeah, no, I think that's brilliant. You've served it up, and obviously, you know, everybody in here is bright enough to, you know, have their own thoughts on it, and no doubt the audience members too. Did you by any chance, Birgit, see a really interesting piece by Dries Bagtaert from Drupal? It was called Makers and Takers. And he offered it up as a possible way forward for WordPress, because it's what the Drupal, I'm going to call it the Drupal Foundation. It may not have that name, but you know, the organization behind Drupal, I believe he owns Acquia in the same way that Automattic is to WordPress. I think Acquia is to Drupal. But for the Drupal project, they've got this idea that that if you are a maker, then they offer up incentives for that. So as an example, only people who are makers and have gone through an independent panel to be certified thus, only they, for example, are allowed to sponsor Drupal events. So there's a wall of sponsorship. You know, you can't be at DrupalCon unless you've already proven yourself to be one of these people that contributes back. And, you know, that could be financially or otherwise. And there were other things as well. So, for example, they get listed on the homepage of Drupal and things like that. So they get that kudos. So you slap our back, we slap yours kind of relationship. And I do wonder if there's some legs in that. But I also understand that for the contributors, a lot of the things that contributors do will never be discovered, because they might not be a shouty person. So, you know, you might do something completely crucial, put hundreds of hours in, but not be the kind of person to mention it. And so I think we need to be very deliberate in that as well, and make sure that those people don't slip through the net. And I don't know what that model looks like. I honestly don't know how we get money to them or whatever it is that they need. But I do think you're right. It feels like that cat is out of the bag, if you know what I mean. That conversation is definitely going to happen in some way, shape or form.
I have spoken with Matt and also with Josefa, and back in the day with Andrea Middleton, about how maybe the WordPress Foundation can act as a budget, as a fund, where contributors can be funded. As I was told, the foundation, how it's currently set up, is not able to hire or employ someone. But I was thinking, if there's any way to create some kind of an entity which can divert every funds to certain contributors, like the WP Collective currently is trying to solve. But the issue on that might be, if you want to have someone working full time in the project, we are talking about global HR, and it is just a bureaucracy about that. Because you need to, if you want to hire someone, you have to obey certain rules, etc. So this is kind of the difficult layer on that, from my understanding. And that is why I'm thinking, and I'm calling all in the community to come together and find solution which might be able to put in place today or in the next couple of months or the next couple of years, because things have changed since 10 years ago, a decade ago, how things can be done today on a global level. And that is what I once was suggesting to think about it. I don't have any solutions on that, and I don't have any research in a deep end about that. But I want to raise the awareness about that there's something we can, as a community, can contribute to create ways, or research at least, for ways how we can fund our contributors.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I've got the answer either, but I'm interested that you've got the intuition that there's something that needs to be, you know, changed there, and having that conversation. Again, we're circling around the same subjects, aren't we? That conversation is something that is perhaps something that's going to be necessary in the near future. And there must be interesting avenues for us to go down and try things out. And it'll be interesting to see if, you know, October 2024, November 2024 will be a pivotal moment in our community, or whether we'll try to sort of steer the ship down the way that we've been doing it for as long as we have thus far, for the last 21 years. Only time will tell. Michelle, Amanda, anything on that?
I think it's beautifully written. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, Birgit.
Amanda.
Absolutely. Thank you for your contribution. It's a great conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. So boils down to governance, sustainability, and community healing. And I feel we're in this one. This community healing needs to be the, maybe in chronological terms, maybe that's the one that can happen right away without any board meetings to take place. You know, we can all start to be kinder to one another and, you know, all of that. So thank you, Birgit. Really great, very thought-provoking piece. Once more, coachbirgit.com. And then the slug for this is restore.trust, but the article is called Restore Trust, an open letter to the WordPress community. And Matt, links to be in the show notes when it comes out tomorrow. Okay, so now let's move away from WordPress just for a couple of moments before we end the show. I just came across this week. It's called Cap. If you're into taking screenshots and screen recordings and things like that, I've no idea if it's any good, but I saw it and thought, well, there you go. There's an open source variant of it, which is free, or you can pay them $6 a month. And I love tools like this, so I immediately snapped it up. It's at the URL cap.so. Go and check it out. And if you like it, let me know it's any good and maybe I'll start using it. The other one is this curious thing. Gosh, what a story this is. If you've got a .io name, a domain like google.io have, it's perhaps going away. I would have thought this had nothing to do with a country. Do any of you know? Before I scroll, maybe you've read it already. Do you know what the IO stands for?
I mean, I see it on the screen ahead of me right now.
Yeah,
but
yeah. So it's Indian Ocean. And it turns out there's a British, forgive me, I'm going to say the word dependency. That's probably the wrong word. I don't know what the correct political way of saying that is. But there's a collection of islands in the Indian Ocean that have had their, well, let's just read it here. Last week, it was the sovereignty was transferred to Mauritius for those islands. So rather than coming under the jurisdiction of the UK, they're now coming under the jurisdiction of Mauritius, which basically means that that entity doesn't exist anymore. So there's no reason for the IO domains to exist anymore. And ICANN, and actually it's not ICANN, it's the IANA, and I've forgotten what that stands for at the moment. In the past, when this has happened, so for example, when Yugoslavia ceased to exist, the domains go. They just go. And so if you've got a .io domain, panic, maybe, I don't know. Or maybe the IANA will turn a blind eye, because it does seem that like some fairly heavyweight domain names have been set as the IO domain, so maybe it'll just carry on. Anyway, if you've got any IO domains, start thinking about it, because you never know. They might just get switched off. Indian Ocean, says Nick. Thank you so much. Except that it isn't. Oh, yeah, but will it? Okay. Andrew Palmer says it isn't. It'll be given to Mauritius. Yeah, but will it still be IO? That's the point. Or will it have to go to the Mauritius variant? I don't know. Andrew, keep an eye on that story for us. Yeah, it is interesting, isn't it? And this one, finally. We've had lots of stories about equity, private equity in the WordPress space recently. Here's one. Squarespace has been acquired for a fairly healthy $7.2 billion. And it's been acquired by an organization never heard of, an equity firm called Permira. I'm going to say that. They've been trying to do this for a long time, it would seem. They were offering a certain amount of money for the shares, $44, turned down, and now $46.5 per share seems to have got the nod. And I don't know what this means for your Squarespace website. I don't know, but one thing about open source, no matter what argument is going on, where, between who, and for how much, and when, you can just get your backup and take your stuff elsewhere. But if you've got a Squarespace website, no, your website is, I guess, owned by these people. Let's hope, because we don't wish ill on anybody, let's hope that all works out for Squarespace. But I just thought that was a kind of an interesting story. Yeah. And just before we end, TV is Tuvalu. That's right. Yeah. Global warming. That's all I'm saying. Let's just leave that one there. Okay, that's it. I think that's everything I've got. We've rounded out perfectly. Yeah, that's all I got. Thank you so much. Firstly, thanks to my my three esteemed colleagues, co-host Michelle Frischer and guests Birgit and Amanda. Really appreciate you coming on. Thank you for keeping it civil. Thank you for sharing your hearts, which I think you've done. You know, difficult subjects going on at the moment. And thank you to you, commenters, for not letting it all get out of hand for the third week in a row. It could have gone all bizarre and weird, and it didn't. And I appreciate that. You know, it's just, I think we're a safe pair of hands this week in WordPress. We're doing all right. So, Amanda, I'm sorry, you probably don't know this, but we do this thing at the end of the show where we all put our hands up like this so that I can get a thumbnail image of everybody's hands in the air. It's a bit ridiculous, but if we can just do that. Yeah, Birgit, get yourself in. That's it. That's it. Give us a wave. Thank you so much. We'll be back next week, I think. Have I got a holiday? I might be on holiday. I don't know. I can't remember.
We have an episode next week.
Okay, I think we've got an episode next week. But it's rubbish that I don't know if I'm on holiday.
It's an hour later in the US.
Yeah, okay. So wherever you are at the moment, Peter Ingersoll in particular, you'll have to adjust it by now. Is it an hour later, right? So you get an hour extra in bed. Oh, nice.
Yes, okay, yes. It will start at 10 a.m. in New York time.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. But thank you so much to all the people that have commented today. Thanks to my three guests. Do we want to end with the cats and the things? No, let's just go back to our normal one. No, I'll just go with the normal one now. I think we had a nice, calm experience. We'll be back next week. We'll see you soon. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks.